This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
The Cubs are still starving for runs.
The Cubs lost.
And it counts.
They can salvage the trip if they win tomorrow. Justin Steele on the mound. But the problem is that you go back to spring training, you go back to Arizona, and you're going to start the season 0-2.
Well, Edman hits a high fly ball to left field. That ball is deep, back toward the wall, at the wall, and it is gone for a home run for Tommy Edman. And the pitch to Kike Hernandez hit high in the air, deep left field. This is going to be trouble and long gone.
As Pearson delivers, and Ohtani swings and drives one in the air, deep right center field, leaping at the wall, Crow Armstrong, and it bangs off the wall. And this will be a double for Ohtani unless umpires are now saying it's a home run for Shohei Ohtani.
And the pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to the hole, it's short. The throw goes to first base, and it is in time. And the ball game is over. 6-3 on the final play, and the Dodgers win each of the first two games of the regular season.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Fly the W.
Fly in the L.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Ah, swept in Japan. There's no way around it. They keep using the word sweep everywhere I look online. And David, the Cubs lost both of them.
Good morning, Mully. Yes, Wednesday, starting a little bit later because the Cubs played on our airways and they lost again. So, Craig Counsell, please tell me, what is the Japanese word for flummoxed?
That's just baseball, unfortunately.
Look, bonding is great. Winning is better. The Cubs return home 0-2. That's disappointing.
And that's going to be a horrible flight home.
If it seemed like 14 hours was long going over, it's going to seem like a day and a half coming back.
I didn't want to call it a homecoming game, right? Because you got that feeling that it was it's the Dodgers. Look, it's Ohtani. Babe Ruth has returned to Japan. That's the story.
That's exactly what it was.
And you got brought in to be the team that would score four runs in two games.
You're the Washington Generals.
You were the Washington Generals.
You went into Ohtaniville.
That's all it was.
That's what it was. And they
gave him a home run.
They had his own rules. If John Birdie hits that ball, it's a double, a stand-up double. Ohtani hits it. Oh, let's give him a home run.
That's what happened.
Goodness sakes.
Let's go to New York and find out. Oh, well,
Kyle Tucker hit the wall in the ninth inning, too. Was that a homer? No.
Kyle Tucker with a hit. Come on.
He got a hit.
Dustin, he got a hit.
He got a hit. He's on the way.
Get on the bandwagon.
This is going to be like a good hour and a half of overreaction, and then we're going to settle down. We'll come back. And
it's all
we
fine.
Find by the domestic opener, which is a good idea, by the way. Love the idea of a domestic opener right around 5 o'clock.
Oh,
I'll have an IPA and a domestic opener, please.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like it. A domestic opener sounds like a kind of drink you have after our show's over.
Exactly.
10 a.m.
Listen.
Well, it's time for the domestic opener.
I'm ready for that today.
I'm ready for one of those Rhinelanders that they got gifted
yesterday. I'm ready for one of your Rhinelanders. Get another case of beer. Do you have a listener bring in a case of beer today? Where's the audience anyway?
Yeah, we've no
Where's
audience.
The Maddies?
Where's no the audience?
Where's the best corned beef hash David's ever had?
Oh, that was the best corned beef hash. It was. Let's reminisce about that, because anything but the Cubs. Anything but the Cubs. Yesterday was a glorious breakfast, a brunch, if you will, with listeners. Thank you all for coming. And thank you, Maddies, for the food.
Thanks for the homecoming show. What?
This was a disappointment. Two days where it felt like we were watching the 163rd and 164th games of 2024 with the Cubs batters striking out, looking like they can't get on base.
Today, right?
21 in 2 days.
Yeah.
21 in 2 days. 12 today.
That's a lot.
I know it's the pitchers. I know it's the Dodgers.
And the Cubs also were walking people. 15 over the two games.
That's not good. We saw
8 today.
Ryan Pressly made his debut on cue.
Yeah.
Did he walk the bases loaded? It seemed like everything that could have gone wrong did. And it's only one game. We can all agree on that. And we can debate how much it means. It means really very little over the course of 162 games. But if you miss the playoffs by a game, I'm coming back to March 18th. Or not 19th.
Honestly, that's exactly what you should do. We have a text here this morning.
Already?
Guy just says, I hate Rob Manfred. How do you start these games at 5 in the morning? I can't get up and watch the Cubs.
It's not the early start that is bothersome. I could get used to some of those things. But if you're going to start early, at least win once out of two games. Split. Go 500. Make it worth the trip and the effort and all of the experiences. Now it just seems like, boy, Craig Counsell can't get out of the country soon enough.
Yeah, you got 7 games this year against the Dodgers. Only 2 are at Wrigley Field. Not good.
Suddenly this seems
because,
like a bad idea.
Because these were their home games, so those count as Cubs home games, even though they were in Japan.
In all seriousness, this is what surprised me about today, one of the several things. Ohtani's home run, there was not a very good angle that we saw
None.
Or had any sort of access to on the telecast.
You can't really argue it. Kyle Tucker, though, in real time, is pointing as the ball. The guy touched the ball.
It looked like the fan interfered.
And he's pointing at it while that's happening. He knew it right away.
And because it was called a home run on the field,
they couldn't change it.
They couldn't change it, to your point.
What do you think they're going to call on the field? Ohtani hit it. He made contact.
Everyone's yelling.
It's a fly ball to second base, and everybody thinks it's going to be a homer. They're going to call it a home run.
It's Ohtani.
It's Ohtani. Again, if that were a Cub, if that was John Birdie, that would have been a ground rule double.
And that was the 6th run in a 6-3 victory. So it did not impact what happened in the game after that.
No,
right?
But I think
I'm just saying.
Every run counts.
It sounded like more
it
runs.
It just stings. It's just another part of the stinging.
Because,
it's an underscoring, an underlining. It's a marker kind of highlighting of the fact that it was all about Ohtani.
It was the Ohtani homecoming tour.
Yes, it was.
And he got a hero's welcome, and he deserved it. He's the best player in the game.
Yes, he is.
And the sport, and one of the greatest ever.
50-50 club.
But if they were going
one
to
man,
do this, could
member.
They? Next time, send the Brewers. Send the Brewers. Okay.
Well, I don't know if you guys got to hear, because we were on the air when this happened, if you went back, but one of the things that Jed told the guys on Marquee yesterday, that part of why this was a good thing is that this was like a recruiting trip for Japanese baseball players. Like, we're here, we support it, come play for us.
Yeah, which was why over the weekend, I think Craig Counsell made one of the Giants players that they played against sound really good in the post-game press conference. Maybe that was all part of the recruiting process.
I found that very interesting.
So the recruiting process is, if you're not a good Japanese player, we still have a place for you, see ya. Is that part of the message? You don't have to be Ohtani. If you're not Ohtani, come to us.
Still a lot of good players over there.
I know.
And the Cubs saw a couple of them on the mound for the Dodgers. Today, I don't think Sasaki was what he expected. He had a lot of anxiety and nerves that that were obvious. He did not have command or composure. He walked five Cubs.
But they didn't really hurt him at all.
They didn't really hurt him at all because he only gave up one hit and only one run. As a result of that, the Cubs failed to take advantage, 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position.
Crazy.
Again, that's a repeat of what happened last year.
Well, how about this? How about this? The 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Cubs lineup,
yeah,
2 days, 1-for-22.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
And that was Tucker in the ninth.
I'm glad you mentioned that. 1-for-22, and that was the only hit that Tucker got in the ninth inning off the wall. Second day in a row. While we're going, we're reacting.
Okay.
Second day in a row. You pinch hit for your fourth hitter.
Yeah.
If your cleanup hitter is going to be Michael Busch, you shouldn't pinch hit for him 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
If that is the case, move him down in the lineup. Because I know the left-hander's on the mound, but if he's your cleanup hitter, he can handle lefties or should be able to. Right?
That's a good point.
Justin Turner is here for a reason. I like it. $6 million. I like Justin Turner on the bench. But are you going to pinch hit for Michael Busch whenever he's facing a tough lefty? No, you can't do that.
2-for-2, they did it.
Don't bat him fourth then.
Hmm. Interesting.
And the guy who had the best spring training, while we're going full Dustin on you, the guy who had the best spring training at the plate didn't take his bat off his shoulder because it wasn't in the box. Gage Workman didn't have an at bat. 2 games.
But
why do you make the trip?
How do you take Birdie out when he, what did he go 3-for-4?
I don't know.
Three of the Cubs' 8 hits, John Birdie. And I will openly admit, when I saw the lineup, I shook my head and could not believe that Birdie was back in there batting ninth, and he made Council look smart.
Your designated hitter was your designated striker outer today.
Wow.
3 times for Seiya.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Gage Workman would have been a better option.
It's hard to bench him. It's hard. I mean, first of all,
I'm just saying.
Clearly in a slump, right? Can we just? No, I'm just doing.
Could
the
Could you imagine if they had pinch hit for him?
Oh, I can imagine. International incident again.
Yes.
You have to be very respectful of all the things, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Cubs wouldn't have been invited back.
I've watched Shogun. I understand the culture.
I would have been okay with Matt Shaw having maybe taking a seat for an at bat if Gage Workman would have been a better option, even in the ninth inning, perhaps. You want to get you. It's a tough balance to strike. Give your rookie third baseman all the opportunities to come through early, or go with the guy that's got the hottest bat in spring training, which is why he's on the trip.
Yeah, Well, I mean, I don't know that he's going to make the roster the way they didn't play him.
But he was on the roster today.
But they didn't play him.
He flew 14 hours for that.
He gets
and especially, I mean, Shaw made the final out of the game.
I hope he liked the food.
Right? Now, he played great defense. I do want to give him some credit. He played great defense. Shaw had a couple of really nice plays today.
Yeah, stellar.
When you get to the bottom of the ninth and you're down three, you're not worrying about him going back out there to play defense. You need to put – and there were people on base.
Yep.
There were people on base. I mean, that's the spot where you can second guess two people on base.
You're down three runs. You could change it up a little bit.
Big at bat. He made the last out of the game, but it was a nice play by the shortstop. It was a nice play in the hole, and he almost beat it out. There was no challenge.
Brujan got to run. You know, at least Brujan got to pinch run. Why did you bring that guy with?
Well, to pinch run. Gage Workman didn't even get to do that. I think he's the only Cub player that didn't play. I don't know. I just was very surprised. I was waiting for him to get up there to see what he's got because he had a good spring, and this is still an extended spring, and these games count, though. The Cubs return to Arizona for spring training action this weekend on the score.
Yeah, how are they going to do in the exhibition games? What? I would hope they'd come home and just sleep for a couple days and recover from
it. They hopefully will recover. And they will bounce back from this somehow, but this will be one of those trips now that feels like it will provide a crutch, a basis for if they start slow. Well, they never really got over the jet lag or really messed up their body clocks for a month. Don't really want to hear that.
No.
And don't really want that to happen. You don't want to bother the Dodgers.
No. No, I mean, again, it's a 14-hour flight home. They're doing it right away, right? They're not going to mess around.
I mean, they're already, like, probably taking off now.
Okay, that's good.
Tokyo airspace as we speak.
And so they get back here. Well, they don't get back here. They get back to Mesa, Arizona. And then does everyone have their own digs, or is the team putting them up? It doesn't matter. But wherever they are, they're going to be there for a while because you got to – enough time to recover, and then you have four games across
town.
Well,
I imagine once they land in Arizona, they go back into their spring training routine until March 27th, a week from tomorrow. It is domestic opening day. White Sox against the Angels at the rate, and the Cubs in Phoenix against the Diamondbacks. Oh, boy, that'll be easy. Let's go face Corbin Burns. Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah, they don't come back to Chicago till April 4th.
April 4th. Home opener. So three openers. Actually, they're going to be part of four because aren't they the lid lifter for the Sacramento A's?
Correct. They're only going by the A's, by the way. We learned that yesterday. They're only the A's.
Well, the A's, whatever.
Oh, really?
Whatever. I mean, Dave, really, you're a stickler on this kind of stuff.
I said Sacramento A's to give people a sense of reference that they're playing in Sacramento this year. But the A's.
In the standings, they're listed as the A's.
Okay. Are the Cubs listed as the Chicago Cubs? I don't know.
They're definitely not. Well, you know, they're not the Japanese Cubs, that's for sure.
Man, and did
you
notice that? Just the I's and crossing thing, the T's this morning, aren't we?
One more thing right off the bat. Funny. Did you notice when you were listening to Pat and Ron and Zach?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But when you were looking at the televisions, looking at the monitors, uh-huh. did you notice something? Did something stand out to either one of you?
I'm seeing something now. It's giving me PTSD. Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor. Sorry.
That is so strange.
Yikes.
So we talked quite a bit about this yesterday, and rightfully so. These were Cub home games.
Yeah.
So, did you know what were the Cubs wearing today?
Well, that's a good question. It was pointed out.
Are we trying? Is it all about swag?
Hold on.
I mean, we're just trying to sell.
This is about swag. Yes. It is. It's a merchandising tour.
You answered your own question.
They agreed to wear one of each jersey for two games because
you could
give people
flavor.
Yes. On display. You talked about it being a recruiting trip. This is part of the recruiting.
Yeah.
Hey, look how well dressed they are on the road. Yeah, right.
How would you look in pinstripes?
See?
Give me a break.
You got it.
But I mean, seriously.
You got it.
The Dodgers sign Ohtani, and they're paying him all this money, and it's a lot of it is not immediate, so they can sign everyone. But they also said that there are so many corporate deals and there's so much money coming into them from Japan that the contract really isn't as bad as it sounds because they've got everybody because Japan belongs to Ohtani. He's Babe Ruth. He's like this legend. So what you did is you went there, you tried to sell some of your gear, but everybody in town's got his stuff, right? So you might be able to recruit some players and you might get people who are close, but Ohtani is the story of this trip.
Plus, after they struck out 21 times in 2 days and walked 15 batters for the Dodgers, the last thing I'm thinking is, boy, they were not dressed for success.
The only thing I'm thinking is, boy, it's a pity they don't have Ohtani. Because then it would be...
Set everybody Cubs, in the
Cubs,
majors.
Cubs. Exactly.
But they do have King Tuck. Kyle Tucker.
You are out of your head.
They did finally walk Ohtani, by the way.
Yeah. Right. After walking the ninth hitter 4 times in 2 days. That was ridiculous. So ridiculous. I mean, there's so much to get triggered
Listen,
by.
Listen, there's a lot that went wrong.
Yes, I know.
I don't think anybody is going to argue that. But it is... 2 games during training camp. And I'm not – the counts of the standings, the whole thing is absurd, and you're right.
We'll get over it. We'll get past it.
You had to get up at 5 in the morning to watch the games.
I hear you. Everybody
I'm talking
did.
To everybody that did it.
Okay.
Congratulations. But it also – it wasn't like they moved the games to 5 o'clock so everybody could enjoy them. This was all about selling gear, recruiting, whatever you want to call it. It was a homecoming trip where you watched the great Ohtani and he hit a home run.
It was about the Cubs bonding. It was not about the Cubs winning. Let's hope that they bonded well and then they can commiserate on the long flight home and get something out of this trip except for they had a great time, it looked like. They had some great events. I'm sure they ate well. I'm sure they slept well. Bill Murray was there telling jokes. A lot of great Cub fans in the Tokyo Dome. Marquee shined. Marquee Sports Network did a terrific job.
No question.
And so there are a lot of things that are away from the standings. The score did a terrific job. And it was great to hear baseball on our airwaves again. Baseball that matters. They returned home 0-2. And you're like, wow.
Mitch was there at like 2 in the morning.
At Wrigley?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's cool that Pat and Ron talked about seeing many nights the sun setting at Wrigley Field, and they were able to see the sun rising. Kuhn was also hilarious about Matt Shaw's first hit. Matt Shaw's first hit came after a – should have been an error, and it was clearly an error, and it bounced off Sasaki's glove, I believe. And this is what Ron Coomer had to say about Matt Shaw's first hit. We don't have it yet. Okay, we'll get to that. But Ron Coomer was funny. It was like if he were a player and that was your first major league hit, he would call the press box, he would call the official scorer and complain and say, no, that was an error. I want to remember my first hit for the rest of my career being like a line drive to center or something or a home run or a double.
See, that is like saying, let's just say that Ovechkin has an open net and he scores the goal that breaks the record. What does he take that shot does he pass
it? You take it 100 times.
You take it.
You take it 100 times.
So if the scorer says that you got a hit, you take it and you run like a thief in the night.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Because you got a hit.
More with Coomer. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
There's nothing embarrassing about getting on first.
It won't look embarrassing in the box score.
It won't be. And it won't be embarrassing in 10 years when he remembers his first major league hit was in Japan.
Exactly.
It was the best thing that came out of this 2 games. Matt Shaw finally is on the board. He's not going to be 0-40 to begin his major league career.
So Rhino. There were 3 guys yesterday that were 0-4. It was Shaw, 0-4, with a couple of fielding issues, right? An error. And he had 2 strikeouts, I think. You had Seiya, who was 0-4, didn't really do anything. And you had King Tuck. So Matt Shaw's got a hit, King Tuck's got a hit, right? They came back. They bounced back. Seiya doesn't have a hit, but that's okay. He's still Seiya Suzuki.
What does that mean exactly? He's batting second in your batting order as your designated hitter after 3 whiffs today.
Yep.
So
how many is that in 2 days? That's a lot. It's too many.
Well, he struck out 3 times today, and he's still hitless for the season. Yeah. And in the opener, well, let's see, he also batted second, and he only struck out once.
Okay.
4 strikeouts in 2 days.
That's okay.
It's not okay.
It's in spring training. Oh, no, wait. That was the count.
Swanson needs to be moved up in the order.
He did. He did well.
Yeah, that's the guy who's coming on.
Dansby Swanson.
Starting strong.
Good for him. Good for him.
The Dodgers just keep on. I mean, it's unfair how many.
It's pity
weapons they have.
Maybe the Cubs don't have Ohtani. That's the only thing you can say about those two games.
No, it was a pity that the Cubs didn't play by Ohtani rules. Hit the wall, call it a homer.
Wow.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Wow, we are really complaining about
home
stuff.
Home field advantage.
Yeah, it's our home field. You're not supposed to give him a
home
run.
That's a home field advantage for Ohtani.
I thought the Cubs were the home team.
Are we going to do the pick six at 9?
We're going to do the pick six. We'll do that next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.